in, I can't wait to get in. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We can stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking lights down, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sunset, sunrise tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. You got me drunk on your love. We're making every letter. If you gon' kiss me like you kiss me, make it last forever. Cause you're the king size I wanna be on.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's Good Morning America condemning the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court who is seeking an arrest warrant for Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister for crimes against humanity.
It's not serious. He's out to defame Israel, and he's also pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are spreading around the world.
The ICC is also seeking warrants for three Hamas leaders. Former President Donald Trump is not expected to testify today at his criminal trial. His defense expected to rest today after more testimony from defense witness Robert Costello. President Biden will visit New Hampshire today and announce a major milestone in the implementation of the PACT Act, with 1 million claims generated for veterans who were exposed to burn pits and other toxic conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One person was killed, several hurt when a Singapore Airlines flight from London encountered turbulence. This is ABC News. The White House is promising that the head of the FDIC will be out of a job soon after a report on a toxic workplace environment. Martin Gruenberg is expected to step down as soon as a successor is nominated by President Biden. The Slovakian prime minister reportedly doing better days after being shot several times.
Slovakia's prime minister Robert Fico now in stable condition, his life no longer in danger, according to doctors who have been treating him. He has even been communicating after he was struck by four bullets last week, the first major assassination attempt on a European political leader in more than 20 years. The 71-year-old suspect has been identified by prosecutors as a former shopping mall security guard. It's still unclear whether he acted alone. In Esdelecoterra, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Volvo's getting ready to hit the road with its first production, fully self-driving big rig. Company plans to roll out 20 this year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's your time. Register for summer and fall classes at North Central Technical College today. Whether you're looking to explore new interests, advance your career, or earn college credits, NTC has the courses and programs to help you succeed. With flexible scheduling options, online classes, and expert faculty, you can tailor your education to fit your busy lifestyle. Visit ntc.edu to explore class and program options, or call your local NTC campus to reserve your spot. North Central Technical College, where your journey begins.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Do It Best Phillips Lumber and Hardware. We have over 22,000 items in stock, and we have everything you need for all of your projects.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. The Department of Workforce Development says that's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. The Duluth Air Show over this past weekend brought in a great deal of revenue for the Twin Port cities. According to a WDIO report, officials say the air show typically brings about $20 million into the local economy due to bringing about 50,000 people into the area for the show. Attendance at this show has been steadily increasing to record levels over the past few years, which organizers credit to an increased interest in the show and some lucky weather. This year saw a few clouds, but many people still attended the show. American Legion Post 53 in Eau Claire is once again calling for the community's help in keeping one of their sculptures from the Eau Claire tour. The organization is hoping to buy the stand for the Flagstaff so it can remain in front of the building as it has been for the past 2 years. They need to raise about $50,000 to do it, and so far the campaign to purchase the statue has raised about $32,000. Anybody interested in donating can contact the American Legion directly. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marlins, get away from the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East, but last night they improved after beating the Brewers 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First hit is a homer, Andrew Monasterio. Puts the Brewers out in front, and it was a bomb to center.
But the Brewers' bullpen went through 7 relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
It affects you a lot when your starter goes 1, but he had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Ross will go on the injury list. The two teams play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, regional track held yesterday in Phillips. Some of the qualifiers, all of them at 98qcountry.com. You can see the complete list. But the boys' 400-meter dash had Schwamigan's Jared Heckendorf qualifying with a fourth-place finish. The girls' 4x1 relay teams of Mellon, Phillips, and Mercer, second, third, and fourth, respectively, all to advance. The boys' 4x100 relay teams of Phillips and Mellon both advanced, taking third and fourth. And the girls' 300-meter hurdles, it was Phillips' J.C. Pomeroy finishing in second to advance on to sectionals, and the boys' 300-meter hurdles, it was Phillips' Hayden Sokolowski finishing in first to take the regional championship, Schwamigan's Robert Schinnebeck in second, and Hurley's Aiden Hippenbeck finished in third place to advance on. A couple of other area qualifiers, the girls' 800-meter run, Schwamigan's Autumn Mikulski, regional champ, to advance. Phillips' Leah Harper in second, and Butternut's Caitlin Bebo finishing in third. The girls' 200-meter dash, Phillips' Sarah Knack finishes in first to advance on, and Phillips' Jessica Maroney in second to advance, along with Mercer's Ona Ruiz advances on with a third-place finish. In the boys' 200-meter, it was Phillips' Ben Vernick finishing in third, and Schwamigan's Harlan Kasowitz in fourth to advance on. The girls' 3,200-meter run, Schwamigan, Autumn Mikulski, regional champ first, Phillips' Meredith Murlock in second to advance, and the boys' 3,200, it was Phillips' Maverick Hoagland in first, Gavin Esterholm in third, and James Vollendorf in fourth, all advancing on to sectionals in Cameron later this week.
Step into a timeless journey at Fraser's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Price County Senior Dining Menu. Let's look ahead to tomorrow, Wednesday, see what's going on there. The 22nd of May, they're going to have Swedish meatballs tomorrow with mashed potatoes, gravy, California blend veggies, and mixed fruit. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity, and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a couple of isolated strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be breezy with a high near 70 today. The rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch or more of rain likely before everything winds down late tonight into tomorrow. Stay weather aware today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to buy top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week published its 2023 fish stocking summary. The agency stocked more than 6 million fish across Badger State waters last year. More details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released the 2023 fish stocking numbers for inland water bodies and the Great Lakes. The DNR raises millions of yearling and fingerling fish to stock into Wisconsin waters every year. More than 6 million fish were stocked in 2023, which helped fulfill the quota submitted by county fisheries biologists. DNR fish crews have stocked fish in inland waters, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and their tributaries across the state last year. In inland waters, the state stocks 8 species, including almost 2 million walleyes, a 250,000 rainbow trout, 324,000 brown trout, and 36,000 muskies. Lake Michigan gets stocked with 7 species, including 1.4 million king salmon, 500,000 cohos, and 500,000 rainbow trout or steelhead. The Big Lake, Superior, gets 4 species, including 100,000 walleyes, 73,000 lakers, and 175,000 brown trout. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
station.
This is
98Q Country.
Take her home, fall in love.
Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to break through walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for it. Down the road, memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Kenny Chesney at AQ Country at 826. Looks to be a cloudy and rainy washout type of day here today. Ileana is supposed to play softball today. Ileana joins us, Phillips High School senior. Going to get that game in today, Ileana?
I don't know. Hoping, but it's not looking too good. I was just looking at the radar, and we're going to get hammered by rain.
Yeah, it's just going to be soaked up to that point. Even if it stops raining by 5 o'clock, the fields are going to be so wet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow looks better. So tomorrow would be a better day to play because the winners of that game of Shawamigan Phillips have to play right away on Thursday.
Shell Lake, yeah.
You got to do that because you got graduation Friday for Phillips, Saturday for Shawamigan. Yeah. So that's got to happen. You got a class trip tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a class trip tomorrow. We're going out to the Silver Lake, but it's also supposed to rain tomorrow. So we don't even know if that's going to Yeah, there's just not the best week of our last week of senior year.
Yeah, to have rain the final week is kind of tough. They did get in track last night, so that's good.
Yeah, and that track was a good night for track.
Yeah, and track will run again on Thursday, and it's looking good for that. That'll be in Cameron. Complete results of the track of our Phillips Shawamigan Winter Prentice Mercer athletes are qualified. Winter is at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. So the top, when you look at that, the top four in each event have advanced on to sectionals on Thursday and then stayed in Madison the following weekend. Birthdays, if you got a local one, we'd love to wish you a happy day. Give me a shot to win a cake. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. You'll have the honor of having Ileana wish you a happy birthday. What joy. So we'll get to our birthdays and the celebrity birthdays too after our ABC and twice an hour sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's Good Morning America condemning the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court who is seeking an arrest warrant for Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister for crimes against humanity.
It's not serious. He's out to defame Israel, and he's also pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are spreading around the world.
The ICC is also seeking warrants for three Hamas leaders. Former President Donald Trump is not expected to testify today at his criminal trial. His defense expected to rest today after more testimony from defense witness Robert Costello. President Biden will visit New Hampshire today and announce a major milestone in the implementation of the PACT Act, with 1 million claims generated for veterans who were exposed to burn pits and other toxic conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One person was killed, several hurt when a Singapore Airlines flight from London encountered turbulence. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Menominee Police and Fire Departments are competing in another Battle of the Badges blood drive. The events have become a popular way for city agencies to get residents more invested in donating blood, allowing them to vote for which organization they want to win when they make their donation. Last year, the Menominee Police Department pulled away victorious, but since the American Red Cross says there is a constant blood shortage, the true winners of the event are the patients who need it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the creation of the Spongy Moth Resource Center. According to a press release, the center is part of an effort to give residents the latest information on the spread of the invasive moths, as well as how to identify and dispose of them. In the Northwest, officials are using crop dusters to lay down insecticides in areas where spongy moths have grown out of control throughout May and June. Residents should dispose of all spongy moths they see. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers offseason workout program with more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans. Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the one to two things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find one or two other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 in the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the sixth.
It's a quick 0-2. That one didn't there. Comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh my goodness, and now Ortiz is going to take second base.
Starter Joe Ross headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. Seven different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight.
Mets Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, like we mentioned earlier, regional track held yesterday. Some more of our area qualifiers. The 4x8 relay team of Phillips finished in first. Regional champs to advance on. The 4x4 relay teams of Phillips, Shawamigan, finishing second and third to advance on. The boys high jump. You had Winter's Kingston Fry advancing on with a third-place finish. The girls' pole vault, Shawamigan's Claire Young, finishes in first to advance on. Journey Wood out of Phillips finishes in second, and Phillips' Caitlin Kurth finishes in fourth, all advancing on. The boys' pole vault, Phillips' Ben Vernade, vaulting 12 feet 6 inches. He is a regional champ to advance on. Shawamigan's Winter Edberg finishes in fourth, advancing. And in the girls' long jump, you had Winter's Naima Burt finishing in second to advance. Phillips' Jessica Maroney in third, advancing on. And Phillips' Riley Seidenbender in fourth, also advancing on to sectionals Thursday in Cameron.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's do some birthdays. I don't see any local ones right now, so let's jump into celebrity birthdays for this 21st day of May 2024. Ileana, who do we have on our celebrity list today?
Starting off, we have Josh Allen, who's 28, the Buffalo Bills quarterback.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a pretty good quarterback.
Sarah Ramos, 33. She's an actress. She was on TV's Parenthood and American Dreams.
All right.
Cody Johnson's 37, country singer. I'm sure the name's familiar.
Kind of an old storyteller type artist. A very unique sound.
Yeah. Okay. Josh Hamilton is 43. Five-time All-Star outfielder. It says he signed a five-year, $125 million deal with the Los Angeles Angels in December of 2012.
Yeah, he had... He was supposed to be like the next big thing in baseball. Then he had some problems. He had some alcohol issues, some personal issues, and just never was quite able to string together enough of a career. I don't think he'd qualify to be in the Hall of Fame, but he was a good player. Just had a lot of personal problems going on.
Ricky Williams is 47, running back.
Yeah. He's got a podcast out now, and he was a famous running back with the Saints, and he admitted in his latter years of playing football that he smoked marijuana. So the NFL was like, well, I guess we're going to test you a lot. So he basically quit early in his, I mean, he put in a few years. He was a good running back. And now he's got a podcast that's very interesting. He has a very zen-like outlook on life, I guess.
Okay.
I've listened to the podcast a couple of times. He's a very interesting character, Ricky Williams. Yeah.
I don't even know how to say this. Fazira Balk, 50 years old, actress.
You're on your own there. I have no idea.
Sounds good.
You're on your own.
Nick Cassavetes, 65.
All right.
Son of John Cassavetes and Gina Rollins.
All right.
So that's actor and actress. Judge Reynolds, 67, actor. Beverly Hills was in Ruthless People.
He was Eddie Murphy's sidekick and Beverly Hills Cop.
I'm trying to think of... Yeah. What he looks like. I'll have to look him up.
Yeah.
Mr. T, Lawrence, I don't know how to say last name, 72, actor.
72.
Yeah.
I pity the fool. And Mr. T is still around. If you look on social media, he's had a little, probably some plastic surgery work done because he looks good, but he still works out. I mean, he was the big guy with the mohawk and
okay.
A-Team. The A-Team was the TV show. But still very popular when he does public appearances.
Al Franken is 73 today. Comedian in Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Minnesota. I think he was a senator in Minnesota for a while. He was a very interesting senator because he was not your traditional, you know, being a comic and being on Saturday Night Live. He was funny. He was funny. He did things that you don't expect politicians to do sometimes. So, Al Franken, he had some funny skits. He had his famous skit on Saturday Night Live was Stuart Smalley. He would look in the mirror and he would say, "I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me."
I feel like I've heard that.
Yeah. You probably have at some point on Reels clips or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Raymond Burr, imposing actor. Created the television roles of Perry Mason and Chief Ironside.
Oh, yeah. He was Perry Mason. That's a good one. Good actor.
And then I found one that wasn't on this list, but Notorious Big, his birthday today. He was only 24, 25.
B.I.G.?
Yeah, B.I.G., yeah.
And he passed or was born on this day, or is he still with us?
He was born on this day, but no, he passed away. He lived from 1972 to 1997, so like...
Yeah, he was shot. I believe he was shot, wasn't he?
Oh, really? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, only 25, I believe it was. Hard to keep track of that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday anniversary. On this 21st of May, if it's a big one for you.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a couple of isolated strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be breezy with a high near 70 today. The rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch or more of rain likely before everything winds down late tonight into tomorrow. Stay weather aware today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Tuxedo waiter.
Looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you.
country on a cloudy, wet Tuesday, and I think it's going to stay this way pretty much all day. We're looking at a soaker today. There's some pretty heavy rain on the way on the radar, so we'll see how that affects our local game this afternoon and such. Time to talk a little bit about your money. We've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Services to chat with us. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing good. We're not floating yet, so we're good.
Not yet.
We're good. Yeah. It's been a good spring, and we've got kids that are graduating, heading out. We got Ileana right here in the studio, Phillips High School senior, who'll be graduating here in T-minus 4 days.
Yep.
Does that freak you out a little bit?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, an exciting time, Matt, for high school seniors heading off to college. So we're going to talk a little bit about going to college, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was a perfect timing with Eliana and others that graduation just around the corner, whether it's this week or next week. I thought it'd be a good time to talk about saving for college.
All right. So let's dig in. What a good time to start doing it is and how to go about it. Let's dig in.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, as you know, Joel, there's no denying the benefits of a college education. The ability to compete in today's job market, of course, increased earning power, and just in general, expanded horizons. But these advantages come at a price. And yet, year after year, thousands of students graduate from college. So I want to talk about how they do it. Many families finance a college education with help from student loans and other types of financial aid, such as grants and work study programs, private loans, current income, gifts from grandparents, and other creative cost-cutting measures. But savings and saving for college is the cornerstone of any successful financing plan.
Okay.
And of course, it's well documented that it's important to start a college fund as soon as possible, because next to buying a home, a college education might be the biggest purchase you ever make. In general, college costs keep climbing. According to the College Board, for 2023 and 2024 school year, the average total cost of attendance at a four-year public college for in-state students is $28,840, while the average cost at a four-year private college is $60,420.
Yikes!
Those costs just keep climbing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And many private colleges can cost substantially more.
Yeah.
And when it comes to costs, no one can predict exactly what college might cost or even look like in 5, 10, or 15 years. But annual increases in the range of 3-5% would certainly be keeping in line with historical trends.
Right.
So a big thing that you can do, Joel, is focus on your savings. The more you save now, the better off you'll likely be later. Start with whatever amount you can afford and add to it over the years with raises, tax refunds, unexpected windfalls, and things of that nature, kind of that extra money that gets brought in. If you invest regularly over time, you may be surprised at how much you can accumulate in your child's college fund. And Joel, that's kind of a very common investing strategy, not just for college savings, but that investing regularly over time and taking advantage of market growth.
Okay.
And so there are many different college savings options. So you may be ready to start saving, but where should you put your money? It's smart to consider all the options and to consider tax advantage strategies whenever possible. So again, I want to talk about some of those strategies or options. The first being 529 plans. And many people have probably heard of 529 plans, as they are one of the most popular tax advantage college savings options. Contributions accumulate tax deferred, and withdrawals are tax free at the federal level if the money is used for qualified education expenses. States may also offer their own tax advantages. 529 plans are open to anyone, and lifetime contribution limits are high, typically $350,000 and up, depending on the state, as each state's laws vary.
Right.
And also in 24, lump sum gifting up to $90,000 is allowed with no tax, no gift tax implications, given that certain requirements are met.
Yeah, that's a great way for parents, grandparents even, who want to leave behind a legacy. You know, even if you put as little as 20, 25 grand into a education account for a newborn grandkid, by the time they get to college, that's going to be a big help to that kid, isn't it?
Absolutely, and especially with the cost of college, it can be a huge benefit to a less worrisome college experience with having to worry about paying for college.
Yeah. The government definitely rewards people and gives them breaks for putting money away for education, right?
Absolutely. And a 529 plan is one option. Another option with tax breaks is what's called a 28840 ESA, or otherwise known as a Coverdell Education Savings Account. It is a tax advantage education savings vehicle that lets you contribute up to $2,000 per year for a beneficiary's K through 12 or college expenses. Your contributions, again, grow tax-deferred, and earnings are tax-free at the federal level if the money is used for, again, those qualified education expenses. You have complete control over the investments you hold in the account, but there are income restrictions on who can participate, and the $2,000 annual contribution limit isn't likely to put much of a dent in college expenses, depending on obviously where a student decides to go to school, but can certainly limit that amount that is saved.
Sure.
With that $2,000 limit.
Yeah.
The next type of account, and these are certainly becoming very popular, is what's called a custodial account. And it can be called either an UTMA or an UGMA account. A custodial account allows a minor to hold investment assets in his or her own name with an adult as the custodian or the person that's in charge. And a lot of times that's going to be a parent, maybe a grandparent, aunt and uncle, things like that. But an adult is the custodian or in charge of the money. And all contributions to the account are irrevocable gifts to your child and assets, or to the child, and assets in the account can be used to pay for college. When your child turns 18 or 21, again, that's dependent on state law, he or she will gain entire control of the account. Earnings and capital gains generated by the account are taxed to your child each year under the kiddie tax rules. And the kiddie tax rules is a child's unearned income over a certain threshold of $2,600 in 2024 is taxed at the parents' income tax rates. So all that works is if you make more than they're taxed more than $2,600 in 2024, that child will be taxed at their parents' income tax rates in the UTMA account. The other nice thing about an UTMA account is that there's, if you notice, they did not mention anything about qualified education expenses. This money can be used for a child in as long as it's to their benefit. It doesn't have to be in a qualified education account. So that's the big difference here.
All right.
And then the last option I want to talk about today is a Roth IRA. And though technically a Roth IRA is not a college savings option, some parents use Roth IRAs to save and pay for college. Contributions to a Roth IRA can be drawn at any time and are always tax-free. For parents age 59 and a half and older, a withdrawal of earnings is also tax-free if the account has been open for at least 5 years. For parents younger than 59 and a half, a withdrawal of earnings, typically subject to income tax and a 10% premature distribution penalty, is spared the 10% penalty if the withdrawal is used to pay for a child's college expenses.
Okay.
So again, not a traditional college savings option, but certainly one that people do use.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ileana, is your head spinning around yet?
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, Ileana, you're going through this right now, or you went through this. Are you involved with the process of this?
Yeah, I was checking out, like, you know, I probably have to take out loans and stuff. And it's just like, it's something I don't want to do, but you know, it's something that a lot of college kids have to do. And honestly, I mean, they're not, like, a lot of people treat them like they're, like, loans are such a bad thing, but I mean, they're really not. Yeah. It's just, but it's you're a process.
Yeah, but Matt, you're investing in a person's future, right? So student loans should pay off, right?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. That is always the goal of the college education, because, like I talked about in the beginning, it gives you a lot of opportunity, not just in the job market and earning power, but expanded horizons as well. And obviously, the goal is for that to pay off in the long run.
Yeah, it can be. It's a very stressful time for parents, I think, especially because, especially this year, the FAFSA was having some issues there, and a lot of students didn't find out their FAFSA till late, or may not even have found out yet. So it can be, but there's a lot of grants, there's a lot of student loans, there's a lot of help out there. So I don't think there's any parent right now listening that should say, "Well, I don't have any money. How can I send my kid to college?" There's a lot of help out there. The U.S. wants high school graduates to further their education if that's their goal, right?
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the head with the grants and scholarships that are also available, something that we didn't talk about today, but certainly available out there. You just kind of sometimes have to look for them, but they certainly help pay off. I know I was fortunate enough to have a few grants and scholarships, and it certainly pays off in the long run and lowering the cost that a student has to pay.
Right. Well, if folks want to sit down, this is all, it's a lot of information. It can be a bit overwhelming, but it's nice to have somebody like you, Matt, with Pioneer Financial Services right here in the Northwoods. They can sit down across from the table from you, a free initial consultation, and just talk about it. You know, my grandkids are 4, my kid is 18, and what do I do? And that's where it all starts, right?
Absolutely, you know, and we have these conversations quite often, going through the different options that they have and what fits best for that individual or that individual's child or grandchild.
All right. How can they get a hold of you, and where can they meet up with you there, Matt?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at 715-748-3231. We have offices in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford.
All right, pioneer-financial.net on the web, right?
Yep, that is correct. Yep, right? www.pioneer-financial.net, absolutely. And you can even ask us questions on there as well that we can certainly get back to you.
All right, very good. Very timely with graduation and college looming here. Matt, always good to talk to you. We'll chat with you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Congratulations to all the seniors that are graduating this week.
All right, thank you, Matt. Did you learn anything, Ileana?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. It's always good information. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Services, joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness,
or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Hungry as a bear? I can relate. It's Big G here. If you're craving some mouth-watering chicken, head on over to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays mean a four-piece chicken dinner with fries. And let me tell you, it's perfectly fried, moist, and delicious. And those fries, don't even get me started. Trust me, if I'm full, you will be too. Lena's Bar and Grill is open every day at 11:30, offering nightly specials, hosting social events, and catering for up to 100 guests. Find us off of Highway 13 on Grand Street in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin, the Black Bear capital of the world.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in six locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a couple of isolated strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be breezy with a high near 70 today. The rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch or more of rain likely before everything winds down late tonight into tomorrow. Stay weather aware today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Crank it out. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.